Chapter 5. More Strange Planets. The fifth planet was the smallest, and it was very strange. There was only enough room for a street lamp and a lamplighter. The little prince could not think of a use for these things on a planet with no people. He thought, "It may well be that this man is foolish. However, he is less foolish than the king, the vain man, the businessman, and the drunk man. For at least his work has some meaning. When he lights his lamp, it is as if he brings one more star to life. When he puts out his lamp, he sends the star to sleep. It is both beautiful and useful." When he arrived on the planet, he greeted the lamplighter. "Good morning. Why do you keep lighting and putting out your lamp so quickly?"
"Those are the orders," replied the man.
"I don't understand," said the little prince.
"There is nothing to understand," said the man. "Orders are orders. Good morning."
And he put out his lamp. Then he mopped his forehead with a cloth. "I have a terrible job. In the old days it was okay. I put the lamp out in the morning, and in the evening I lit it again. I had the day to relax and the night to sleep."
"And the orders have changed since then?" "No, the orders have not changed," he said. "That's the worst part. From year to year, the planet has turned faster and faster, and the orders have not been changed. The planet now makes a full turn every minute, and I no longer have any time to rest. I have to light my lamp and put it out once a minute."
"Ha! That is very funny. Your days here are 1 minute long."
"It is not funny at all," said the man. "You and I have already been talking for a month."
"A month?"
"Yes, a month. 30 minutes, 30 days. Good evening." And he lit his lamp again.
The little prince liked the lamplighter. He remembered the sunsets which he himself used to follow just by moving his chair, and he wanted to help his friend. "You know," he said, "I can help you. Your planet is so small that you can walk around it with 3 steps. All you have to do is walk slowly, and you will always be in the sun. When you want to rest, just walk. The day will last as long as you want it to."
"How does that help me?" said the man. "The one thing I love in life is to sleep."
"Then you're out of luck," said the prince.
"I am," said the lamplighter, and he put out his lamp.
"That man," said the little prince to himself as he continued on his journey, "that man would be disliked by all the others. By the king, by the vain man, by the drunk man, by the businessman. However, he is the only one who is not foolish. Maybe that is because he is thinking of something else besides himself." The little prince sighed and said to himself again, "That man is the only one whom I could have made my friend, but his planet is too small. There isn't enough room on it for 2 people. What the little prince did not admit was that he was very sorry to leave this planet because of the many sunsets. It had 1,440 sunsets every 24 hours. The sixth planet was 10 times larger than the last one, and it belonged to an old man who wrote long books.
"Oh, look, here is an explorer," the old man exclaimed when he saw the little prince coming. "Where are you from?"
"What is that big book, and what are you doing?" asked the little prince.
"I am a geographer," said the old man, "a person who knows where the oceans, rivers, towns, mountains, and deserts are."
"That is very interesting," said the little prince. "Here at last is a man who has a real job." And he looked around him at the geographer's planet. It was the most beautiful planet he had ever seen. "Your planet is very beautiful," he said. "Are there any oceans?"
"I don't know," said the geographer.
"Ah," the little prince was disappointed. "Are there any mountains?"
"I don't know," said the geographer.
"And towns and rivers and deserts?"
I don't know that either.
But you are a geographer.
That's right, the geographer said. But I am not an explorer. There aren't any explorers on my planet. A geographer does not go out to explore. He must never leave his desk. He meets with the explorers, asks them questions, and writes down what they remember from their travels. The geographer also makes sure that the explorer is telling the truth, because lies from an explorer would cause disasters in geography books. Then the geographer suddenly grew excited. But you come from far away, so you are an explorer. You must describe your planet to me. And the geographer sharpened his pencil. Well? He said expectantly.
Oh, where I live, said the little prince, it is not very interesting, and it is all so small. I have 3 volcanoes. 2 of them are active, and the other is extinct. I also have a flower.
We do not write about flowers, said the geographer.
Why not? It's the most beautiful thing on my planet.
We do not record them, said the geographer, because they are temporary.
What does temporary mean?
Geographies, said the geographer, are the finest books of all. They never go out of fashion. Mountains very rarely change position, and oceans very rarely empty of water. We write of things that rarely change.
But extinct volcanoes can come back to life, the little prince interrupted. What does temporary mean?
Whether volcanoes are extinct or active comes down to the same thing for us. The thing that matters is the mountain because it doesn't change.
But what does temporary mean? Repeated the little prince.
It means that which is in danger of disappearing quickly.
My flower is temporary. My flower is in danger of disappearing quickly? The little prince said to himself. And I've left her on my planet all alone. It was his first moment of regret, but he took courage once more. Where would you advise me to visit? He asked.
The planet Earth has a good reputation, replied the geographer.
And the little prince went away, thinking about his flower.